May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. At the end of last month, I had the privilege to sit in St. Peter's Square for the funeral of Pope Francis. Cardinal Re, who gave a wonderful homily, reminded us that we sat in St. Peter's Square, where Pope Francis celebrated the Eucharist so many times and presided over great gatherings for almost 12 years. As we gathered around his mortal remains, Cardinal Re told us that we are sustained by the certainty of faith, which assures us that human existence does not end in the tomb, but in the Father's house, in a life of happiness that will know no end. He reminded us of the call of Peter by Jesus to care for Christ's flock, and he spoke about how Pope Francis always placed the gospel of mercy at the center, repeatedly emphasizing that God never tires of forgiving us. God always forgives. Whatever situation we might find ourselves in, he forgives the person who asks for forgiveness. Of course, it was Pope Francis that spoke of building bridges and not walls, call echoed now by Pope Leo this month. The message of the kingdom of God is that the kingdom of God is there for all. God's love is there for all. God's forgiveness is there for all. When Paul was the persecutor of the Christians, he took the news to the Gentiles. He was formerly there to persecute the Christians, but having seen the light of Christ on the road to Damascus, he asked forgiveness, and became the teller of the good news. He said to the Gentiles that all the barriers were down, that they had all been done away with in Christ. He said there is no longer Jew nor Gentile, there's no longer slave nor free, there is no longer male nor female, for all of us are one in Christ Jesus. That is the message of the reading of the Acts of the Apostles this morning. The truth is, it's not always easy for the church to embrace everyone with this inclusive nature of the gospel. It was not easy for Jesus' followers. In fact, in spite of the fact they had been very close to him, it's not easy for the earliest church to move from a Jewish culture to one that accepted the Gentiles into their family. Even though Jesus had commissioned his disciples to go into Jerusalem, Judah, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, the disciples struggled with it. They couldn't quite come to terms with the fact that the uncircumcised Gentiles could sit at their table. But the concept of God's love being there for everyone has its roots in the Old Testament. The Old Testament has much to say about salvation, the salvation which God is about to bring about for both Israel, but for all the nations, for the ends of the earth. John the Baptist introduced Jesus as Israel's Messiah, the Lamb of God, but said he was there to take away the sins of the world. Jesus' ministry was there for the outcast, the Gentile, the leper, the tax collector, those who were possessed by demons. He spoke of the kingdom of the coming of God, which was there to establish, based on generosity and inclusive love. He commanded his disciples, and in turn us, to go forth, to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God and the gospel, making disciples of all nations. But from the earliest time, the first crisis that the early church faced was the question about whether the Gentiles could also believe in Jesus Christ. The chief of the apostles, Simon Peter, criticized by fellow Jews in the church, "Why did you go and eat with uncircumcised men and eat with them?" And the truth is, it wasn't long ago that the Pharisees were critical of Jesus, telling them that Jesus broke bread with the wrong people. For Jesus, there was never the wrong people to break bread with. All were welcome at his table. And so here in our Acts of the Apostles passage, Peter, in response to the criticism that he was received, he didn't become defensive or claim authority. What did he do? He explained it step by step to disciples. Rather than to debate with his detractors or become angry or scold them, he explained to them that the new things that God was doing. He explained it step by step. Peter's vision wasn't about food. It was about the relationships with the Gentile people whom God is going to call into the church. It is a description of how we should be with one another and with those in our communities, to show love to all. For by that love, others will know that we are Jesus' disciples. It is the Gentiles that Peter will need to acknowledge as brothers and sisters, not as profound or unclean. The truth is, if the Christian faith does nothing else, at its best, it should seek to demonstrate barriers that it should demonstrate that barriers that divide people should be brought down and bridges should be built. The good news of Jesus Christ leads to life, not life as we know it, limited by prejudices of human beings, but it's life as God intended it to be, for all are welcome. For all his good works, Pope Francis knew that the love of God goes beyond providing merely physical or spiritual blessing. The love of God leads to us being in a saving relationship with God and eternal life. It is an offer that is there for all. God's love is not restricted. It's universal and indiscriminate. It extends to all people. It extends to all manners of sinners, from the most scandalous to the seemingly saintly, from the bad to the very worst. God's love and forgiveness is there for each one of us, if only we reach out our hands and accept it. In this service, I'm going to use words from Isaiah 43. To each of the candidates, I will say, God has called you by name and has made you his own. And these words aren't there just for the candidates. They are there for each one of us. God calls us by name into a relationship with him. And the truth is, that doesn't mean to say life will be any easier. But it does mean that death does not have the last word. That we find our home in Christ, that we have the opportunity of eternal life. Mary's experience at the tomb on the first Easter dawn was life-changing, not because from then on life was going to be easy. It was life-changing because that moment sealed the covenant of love and redemption between God and all people. Christ was raised from the dead because death could not hold him captive, and neither can it hold us. This is the message that Mary proclaimed that first Easter morning when she became the apostles of the apostle. That is the message that Peter realized was there for everyone and not just the elite. That is the message that can shape our lives in faith if we stretch out our hands in times of joy and celebration, but also in times of doubt and grief. God has called you by name and has made you his own. God is calling you by name to to make you his own. Let us pray that we may have the humility and courage, just like these candidates, to respond and know that his love and forgiveness is there for us and for all. Amen.
Amen.